Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Schein, joined as always by Todd Loya.
Good evening.
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Krueger.
Happy Halloween, motherfuckers.
So, we're here tonight to discuss the latest addition to Shudder, and that is The Cleansing Hour, from director Damien Levesque. And this one follows Max and Drew, who are millennial entrepreneurs who have made themselves famous with a webcast they created called The Cleansing Hour, which streams live exorcisms. The catch? Each exorcism is elaborately staged. Until today, when Drew's fiance, today's actress in the chair, turns out to actually be possessed. Will Max and Drew be able to tell their 20 million viewers, or are they pawns in a greater demonic conspiracy? All right, so who wants to tag in first on this one?
Let's go, Krueger.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. So this was my second time around watching this movie, and I just want to say, like, I love the idea of a live streaming con artist, fake priest. It kind of reminded me of that movie, The Last Exorcism, in a way. But, you know, this obviously, you know, more catered towards the social media age. And I loved, like, just all the bullshit, like, you know, the little Vatican-approved fucking logo. And this would totally, but to be fair, this would totally be something I'd fucking watch. Even if it was fake, like, I would just watch that shit religiously. The acting, I thought, though, was pretty good, especially by the people that were possessed. There was some, like, really good dialogue in here that was actually funny and, like, kind of witty. Like, one of my favorite lines was that stupid chick that picked up the priest at the bar. She's like, "I'm Desiree. That's desire with an extra E." Like, there's funny shit like that sprinkled all throughout this movie, and I thought that was pretty cool. When the movie cuts, like, to other people watching The Cleansing Hour, like the kid, you know, with his dad and shit, like, I loved all of that stuff. I wish the devil's database was a real thing, for sure.
Did you look it up?
Yeah. Oh shit. You know what? I should.
I'm on.
Yeah. I love their
similar.
It's similar. It's
also, not, like. Yeah. Also, I loved how, like, dramatic and ridiculous the intro to all their videos were. Like, just everything about this was just, like, I thought it was witty and really well done. Also, the effects were good. There's a lot of CGI in this movie, but it's mixed with practical effects, so I was okay with it. Granted, some stuff does look better than others, but there's this fucking demon at the end that looks badass and is, like, one of the coolest fucking things I've seen all year. So, that and some of the kills and all the, you know, horror gags, really good time with this.
You know what I was thinking when I was watching this? I would love to have seen this, maybe a sequel, totally standalone, same premise, and have it, star, Miss Cleo. Because she's the one that this made me think of. She screws.
Who the fuck is Miss Cleo?
Exactly.
You're too easy. You're too young. But us older.
Thanks for being courteous.
Celia Brown? How about that?
Miss Cleo. Do you know how many people
Miss reference from, like, 20 years ago?
Call me now.
She got, like, so many dudes or so many women to, like, break up with their husbands because she said they were cheating on them. All sorts of, like, crazy psychic bullshit. And this made this
we made not have a movie that. About that yet.
Well, she's actually dead. She went to jail.
I didn't mean with her in it, fucker. I meant a movie about it.
They covered it on Law and Order. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was just, like, you know, leave that bastard. He's not, he's cheating on you.
Irish. Irish?
Yeah.
That was Irish.
After me, lucky charms.
I do have to throw it out real name. Dan was really disappointed because he just read the title and thought this movie was going to be completely different.
Fuck you, Todd, I think. I don't get that, but fuck you.
Final solution.
Oh, fuck you, Todd.
There we go.
Ah. fucking Todd.
Dan, I stopped myself. So you know that was going to be kind of bad.
Yeah, I can imagine. What did you think?
I actually think the premise of this movie is pretty smart to bring that type of demonology, exorcism to a modern era with, you know, like what we're doing now, streaming and the chatting. Fucking brilliant. The acting, I like all those dudes. I don't recognize the main guy, but the second lead, I think he was in like the Nightmare on Elm Street remake and some other things that are cool.
He was. He was also in Jennifer's Body because I just watched that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. I hope he gets more. Well, I'm sure he's working fine, but I hope he does more stuff that I watch. Yeah, I don't really have too much to complain about or even say. It's just it's good. I do wish. Well, I'll save it. Yeah, it's good.
I kind of wish that they actually let us buy some of the Vatican-approved official church merch.
Dan, I have some. I'll send it to you. Just send me the money first.
You know, the only thing that would have been better is if they had the little asterisk not approved on the bottom of the graphic.
I want my Pope action figure. Well, how about you, Todd? What do you think of the cleansing hour?
Well, I do not like religious horror. It doesn't work 90% of the time for me. Like I said, it took me to within the last 5 years to even really enjoy The Exorcist. That said, because you know what? It's the whole religion thing. But this, because it dealt with like charlatans, I don't know a fucking good word for it. They were manipulating the
flim flam men.
Okay, I know me.
Matchstick men. Old timey.
I was giving flim flam.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. All right. And yeah, they were out there taking advantage of the people. I don't know. That made it okay for me for some reason. We weren't everyone. That's the problem with some religious horror. Like everyone in it's like basically like, okay, this exists. So we don't have that in this. And yeah, the acting, the effects, even the CGI was a little too much on some parts, but overall it's really good.
Yeah, the hell beasts were, or whatever you want to call them, were probably the imps.
The dogs.
Yeah, that was probably the worst part in terms of that. But I actually enjoyed this one more than I thought. There are actually other modern exorcism type premises like this, specifically online type stuff, so it's not entirely original, but I really dug the tone, where at the beginning I actually thought this one might be a little on the goofy side, but it balances the comedy and the horror quite well actually, and it ends up being more, no spoilers, but a little more grand in scale than I was expecting at the beginning, which was also pretty cool.
That's what I wanted to talk about later.
Yeah, we'll talk more. Cool. I have a few spoiler things I do want to talk about on this one.
Oh, and Kruger, the reason I shook my fist earlier to the last exorcism is because it was originally called Cotton, and I thought it was going to be like about slavery, 100 slavery, and that's way cooler than what we got.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Being approved.
Shut up, Todd. So I forgot where I was.
He just would have loved to go and pick that one up.
Fuck you, Todd. So I did. I did enjoy the characters for the most part. Although there is one point where I'm kind of just ready for some of them to just die. There's some pretty cool gore. It's not a classic film, but like I said, it stands out. It doesn't feel like just another exorcism movie, which quite frankly is good, because it's hard to out Exorcist the Exorcist. This had a lot going on. It's very fast paced. Cool gore. Never scary, but
did it happen in real time at a certain point? It felt like it.
It felt, yeah, it felt like it towards the end, because when we hit that 19-minute mark, when they show it, there was still just about pretty much about that much left.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's kind of weird.
There's another one called Exeter that might pair well with this.
A few years ago,
that was originally called Backmask. And I went to a screening of it, and it was like years before it came out. I was like, oh, hey, I remember this fucking thing.
Oh, what's his name? Stephen Lang was in it. Yeah. So that's a one you can pair it with. Kind of a somewhat similar tone. So.
Yeah, Exeter, right on.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that in a while.
Yeah. So, anybody else have any closing thoughts before we rate it and then get into spoilers?
Negative, sir.
Yeah, let's get into rating.
All right, let's go for it. What say you, Kruger?
I'm tossed up kind of between like a 4 and a 3.5, but I'm going to give it the 4. I think it deserves it. Definitely a fun watch. And if you like some cool practical effects, this does have some stuff in here there for you.
How about you, Pugs?
I'm a 3.5.
Cool. Todd?
I'm going with Kruger on this one. I'm a 4 also.
There you go. Todd rating his way into heaven. I give it a 3.5. I had a lot of fun. All right. So now I'm going to give plenty of time since I've been accused of not giving plenty of time. Spoiler warning.
Being accused of other things, too. Spoil it
immediately. You might be, in the bathroom, whatever. If you don't wish for it to be spoiled.
Dave's not really good at stalling, is he?
Damn, I mean, there's no way to not make this shit awkward. Like, Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Stalling. You might...
not very well, okay.
You might be blowing through the Kleenex.
I'd rather do, like, the Mean Gene Hotline thing and just talk, like, 3 seconds. But, okay, yes. If you're still listening to this now, we are in spoilers, so you have been completely warned if Dan did not scare you off already. Okay.
I kind of want to do Mean Gene Hotline now, Todd. God.
So,
where is Rob Magana? Is he coming back? I don't know.
So,
go for it.
Since it's Halloween season, I just want to make the comparison to Halloween 3. That ending is fucking Halloween 3 on a really cool fucking scale. And I did not realize that was a fucking cool thing when the kid ended up being. I don't remember what the first kid's called, but the fucking first kid. That's awesome.
I didn't like that.
Really? I thought that was fantastic.
I thought it was like pointless. I didn't really accomplish anything.
It got
mass murder. Yeah,
I'm
just talking about the kid and the president.
Yeah, but
wish it were Barron Trump.
No, shut up. No matter what status you have, someone's always watching something, and it affected even a higher power. That's what I got from it.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, MAGA Dan.
No, I think that would have been funny as shit if it were Trump at the end. But it does. It. I don't know.
Well, he did show up. He just had horns and everything.
There you go.
Worst how sick was that ever. One? When the fucking dude that got the effects guy that got burned, was it when like he's on fire and his fucking face is like melted to the ground? And then the demon popping out, Lucifer. Whatever. I'm assuming that was fucking Satan.
Yeah, they went the devil.
And fucking just popping out, and that the whole design on that Satan like concept was very very fucking cool, and. Dude, like, also the other thing that I thought was really brutal is even though, like, those demon dogs didn't look that good, when that dude's, like, fucking cutting himself up and shit, like, that was pretty fucking hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm no jobber demon. I thought that was pretty cool. this one is. It is. It's more grand than I expected. When I found out, though, like, I was pretty good with the demon just fucking killing the other two. I wanted that other guy to just go fuck it, take him, and just like bolt. But
we also never got like what happened to the devil, like
right.
So
he did his job. Just
is that it though? Like, can we get a cleansing hour too and see what the fuck went down?
I don't know. Bob ascended, devil descended.
Well, I got some stuff. in the post credits, I guess, but you know, nothing, you know, wide right. scale. Oh. Like,
I was like, wait, there was a post credit, but you're talking about like right at the end when they started doing the newscasting, which was fucking cool. It's fucking seeing a plane. They entered the cockpit, blah blah blah. They could blame 9/11 on that. That'd be awesome.
Holy shit, that's fucked up.
That would be on in the middle of our broadcast, Dan.
And you know I'm how susceptible sorry. I am.
See what you did, Dan.
My bad. It's 3:30 here. So yeah, no, I had a good time with this. It's very fast paced, a lot of fun. Like I said, Shudder's had some interesting ones lately. Not you know, some of them are dividers, but overall, I think we've all enjoyed most of the recent stuff.
Yeah, other than Lake of Death, that's the only one that really stuck to me recently that sucked.
Yeah, that one was shit. But for the most part, pretty good. So anybody have any other thoughts on this one?
The only thing I want to say is the fucking Hokey Pokey gimmick was pretty.
Oh yeah,
like you know, it's just silly, but you know, still kind of cool. And he's you know having to put his fucking foot in and out of the glass and shit.
The lights were getting me. I'm like, I know those are fucking extremely hot. I'm like, that's brutal.
When you started to see the burns on it, like you know, like I thought, like overall, like even though some of the CGI didn't look amazing. The effects were good and they like paid attention to the little things, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And you know, like they didn't go full CGI. Like they could have went full CGI with the demon at the end. They didn't. They fucking went with a nice practical makeup that looked really fucking cool. So
Yeah.
This movie made me, it's a very different film, but it made me want to rewatch the Prophecy movies. I don't know if there's any fans of those, but at least the first three. But
I got stories about those movies. I'll tell you in a different show.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not pertaining to the movies, really.
Oh,
just move along.
You don't have any like other inside info on Christopher Walken and you know
a boat.
Todd, hey, that's good Patreon that makes sense. Plug. Todd tells all. Todd tells all on Patreon.
I do like the sound of that.
Features. So, all right, guys. So, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. That really helps. So, if you're listening, give us that couple seconds. Like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate it so very much. Help us grow here on YouTube. And Pugs, take us home.
All right. We are on Patreon. You can help support us. It starts at $1. Early access, exclusive content. It's really funny there, so check it out. Follow us on all the social media bullshits, including the new Slasher app. It's Halloween time, so check that shit out. It's fun. And that's about it. Guys, say goodnight.
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 Stay sick, motherfuckers.
God bless you, and may the devil miss you.